大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天早上从圣经跟大家一起来学习。
This morning we will study from the Bible.
加上真知识。
This morning we will be studying with everyone the topic of a zeal with true knowledge.
我们来看罗马书第十章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书的第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章的第一节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 1. Verse 1, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved.
第二节。
Verse 2, For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
这里保罗很关心犹太人的得救。
Here, Paul is caring for the salvation of the Jews.
因为他本身也是犹太人。
Because he himself is a Jew.
那出于种族的这一种爱，他很希望他们能得救。
And out of love for his own people, he wishes that they can be saved.
那犹太人有没有在拜圣经的神呢？
And are the Jews worshiping the God of the Bible?
是有的。
They are.
所以第二节讲，他们向神有热心，但不是按真知识。
So that's why in verse 2 it says, I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
犹太人对神很热心。
The Jews are very fervent towards God.
如果我们看到，有时候我们在坐飞机的时候，很多的犹太人，头上戴一个小帽。
Sometimes if we, for example, go on a plane ride, and we may see that there are Jews who are wearing their caps.
他不在乎人怎么看他，这个代表我是犹太人。
And they do not put to heart what other people think of them, and they show their identity as a Jew.
那他们很热心。
And so they have a great zeal.
我们伊丽莎白教会的对面，就有一个犹太人的中心，还有犹太人的会堂。
Across from our Elizabeth Church, there is a center for the Jews and a chapel for the Jews.
每到安息日，你可以看到全家大小，男的穿西装，然后带领带，然后全家走着，要去会堂来敬拜神。
And every time there is a service, we can see families going to the chapel to worship God together, who are all dressed nicely.
从礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六太阳下山，严守安息圣日。
From Friday when the sun sets to Saturday when the sun sets, they are worshiping. They are keeping the Sabbath.
几千年来，从神给他们律法一直到现在，没有改变。
And for thousands of years ever since God gave them the law, it has not changed for them.
犹太人确实很热心。
And it's very true that these Jews are very fervent.
那今天我们也在拜这一位神。
And today we are also worshiping this God.
但是我们想想看，我不要看自己，我想想看我们到底有没有热心。
But now we can think about whether or not we ourselves are zealous.
为什么热心这么重要？
And why is it so important to be zealous?
因为热心代表我们对神的渴慕。
Because our zeal for God represents how much we yearn for God.
而且热心可以感动神。
And our zeal can move God.
我记得有几个信徒在求圣灵。
I remember there were a few members who were praying for the Holy Spirit.
我们 Pacifica 教会没搬这里之前以前是在市中心一栋房子的一个车库。
And it was before our church was in Pacifica, so it was within the city in a garage.
那有一个青年，他求圣灵一直求不到，所以晚上睡觉他也在求。
There was a youth who was praying for the Holy Spirit, and because he couldn't, he didn't receive it yet, he was praying throughout the day and even when he was sleeping.
那后来就告诉他，你这样求圣灵很好，但是你如果求得整晚，然后大家都不要睡觉了。
We were saying that if this is very good that you are praying so hard for the Holy Spirit, but if you pray throughout the entire night, then no one can sleep.
所以他就开着车子到海边，在那个地方求圣灵。
So he drove his car to the beach and he prayed there.
还没有到天亮，他就得圣灵。
And before the daylight came, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以热心真的可以感动神。
So zeal can truly move God.
啊, 还有一个姐妹, 她是, 啊, 怀孕的,
there was a sister who was pregnant.
啊, 那她也在求圣灵,
and she was also praying for the Holy Spirit.
啊, 啊, 怀, 大家知道, 怀孕很辛苦啊,
and everyone knows that being pregnant is a difficult process.
啊, 总是要找机会要休息,
because you always have to find a time to rest.
那在联合会的最后一天啊, 她也是很渴慕圣灵。
But on the last day of ESSC, she was still very zealous for praying for the Holy Spirit.
整夜祷告,
and she prayed throughout the entire night.
祷告一段时间休息,再祷告再休息这样。
And after praying for a long period of time, she would rest and then continue praying.
真的快到天亮,她得圣灵。
And up until when it was almost daylight, she received the Holy Spirit.
这个热心感动了神。
And this zeal touched God.
还有一个青年。 到南加州去参加学生联合会,
and there was a youth who attended spiritual convocation in Southern California.
学生联合会结束了，大家都跑到迪士尼乐园去玩。
And as soon as the student spiritual convocation ended, everyone went to Disneyland.
他就想啊，我这次来就是要求圣灵。
But this youth thought that I came this time to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以大家去迪士尼乐园找快乐，他自己在祷告室求圣灵。
So while everyone was seeking happiness from going to Disneyland, he was alone. He was in the prayer room, praying for the Holy Spirit.
真的祷告了一段时间，他就得圣灵了。
And after praying for a period of time, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们信仰的热心哦，真的可以感动神。
So the zeal we have for our faith can move God.
可以得到福气。
And we can receive blessings, and we can receive His grace.
我们在对世界上的事情啊，常常很热心、很投入。
A lot of the times, we are very devoted to pursuing things on earth.
记得曾经打电话给一个弟兄。
I remember I was praying. I was calling a brother.
他没有接电话，那我电话打录机就开始响。
He didn't pick up the phone, but his voicemail started recording.
如果你想要赚100万，继续听下去。
His recording started playing, which was saying that if you would like to earn $1 million, please continue listening.
他在世界上有一个全职的工作。
On earth, he had a full-time job.
但是他很热心在推销一些产品。
But his fervency was used to promote his products.
为什么？因为多赚一些钱。
And why was that? Was because he wanted to earn more money.
那另外一个信徒。 他也是有全职工作。
There was another member who also had a full-time job.
有一段时间下班完以后，赶快就叫他太太、孩子要洗澡，赶快吃完饭，开车到一个多钟头外去开讲习会。
And there was and after he finished his work, he would quickly get ready his kids and also his wife to drive 1 hour to lead a service.
那个讲习会就是怎么行销推销产品。
And sorry, not service, but a seminar. And this seminar was how to promote your products.
所以这个世界上的钱哦，会让人心里火热。
But this money on earth can cause people to have fervency in their hearts.
什么借口都没有了。
And then you have no excuse.
为的是多赚一点钱。
It's all because we want to earn a bit more money.
那有的不是为钱。
And some people aren't fervent for money.
哎，你退休完怎么还这么忙呢？
Because after retiring, how are you still so busy?
因为有的人就把它挂同乡会的会长、狮子会的会长，这慈善机构，那个会长一挂下去哦，不必钱，很热心。
Because some people receive titles as the leader, the head of these club presidents, and also for these volunteering organizations. And once you have this title, then you don't need to earn money anymore.
所以名也会让人很热心。
So having this status or this name is also causes people to be very fervent.
今天我们的信仰是为着什么？
So today, what is our faith used for?
如果我们崇拜偶像来信耶稣。
If we go through idols to worship God,
我们想为什么我以前拜偶像？
We can think about why we used to worship idols.
当然除了因为是传统的原因， 还有一个很重要因素，就是发财保平安。
Besides the reason of it being a tradition, another reason, main reason was that it kept you wealthy and also peaceful.
啊，那今天我们找到的真神。
But today we have found the true God.
啊，我说我们感谢神，但是我们的信仰还是为着发财保平安。
So perhaps we are fervent in our faith, but we still keep our faith because we want to be wealthy and also peaceful.
所以发财 prosperity 这兴盛，然后平安。
So we want to prosper and we want to have peace.
哦，当然神是我们的父亲啊，哦，这个也是有时候神会帮助我们的。
And because God is our Father, He will help us.
啊，但是如果我们信耶稣只是为着今生的兴盛平安，这个信仰会变成什么？
But if we keep our faith only to prosper and to have peace, then what is this faith?
这个信仰会变成启示录里面讲的不冷不热。
This becomes what is mentioned in Revelations of not being cold or hot.
什么时候你会很热？
When are you very hot?
当我们遇到困难。
When we face challenges.
当我们需要神帮助我们在世界上要有成就。
When we want God to help us be successful in this world.
当我们没有平安。
When we don't have any peace.
我们真的很需要神。
And we really need God.
迫切祷告。
And we fervently pray.
认真祷告。
And we diligently pray.
所以看起来很热心啊。
So it seems like we are very fervent.
但是有一天我们真的是生活都没有困难。
But there are times in our lives when there are, really are no challenges.
活着也很平安。
And we live very peacefully.
我们的信仰就变成不冷不热。
But then our faith becomes very not warm or cold.
因为我已经达到我信耶稣要追求的目标。
Because we have reached this goal that we set for ourselves in our faith.
那什么时候我会再热心起来呢？
So when will we become fervent again?
就是当我遇到困难，我失去平安，我会再很热心。
Once I face another challenge, then I will start being zealous again.
但是感谢神啊，我们教会里面有些信徒真的很热心。
But thank God that there are many fervent members in the church.
有时候我们看礼拜五晚上聚会啊，有的人是上完班还没有吃饭就来聚会。
When we see the members who come for a Friday night service, we can see that there are people who haven't eaten dinner after work but still come.
真的是很热心。
And it truly is takes a lot of zeal.
有的做圣工啊，把小孩子带到教会来啊，小孩子在玩啊，在做圣工。
And there are members who, while they are doing church work, they bring their children to come to the church too while they do their holy work.
那有的人不论走到哪里，都是在传福音。
And there are members who, no matter where they go, they are preaching the gospel.
这个真的是很热心啊。
And this is truly very zealous.
那罗马书第十章，犹太人向神有热心，那个这个热心从哪里来？
So, here it says that the Jews have a zeal for God. Where does this zeal come from?
他也没有信耶稣啊，他为什么这么热心？
They do not believe in Jesus, so why do they have a zeal?
我们先看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传的二十二章。
Acts chapter 22.
第三节跟第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4. I am indeed a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous toward God as you all are today. 4. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women.
这个第三节啊，保罗在讲他自己本身的信仰。
In verse 3, Paul is talking about his personal faith.
那他就是犹太人一个人。
And he is a Jew.
所以从他本身，我们就可以了解为什么犹太人很热心。
So from he himself, we can understand why the Jews were so zealous.
他说我原来是犹太人。
He said, I am indeed a Jew.
那我生长在大树。
I was born in Tarsus.
那长在这里，就是在耶路撒冷长大的。
And he was brought up in Jerusalem.
好，然后下面就更重要了。我是按着祖宗严谨的律法受教。
And the next part is even more important, which is that he was taught according to the strictness of our father's law.
那这里特别提到加玛列。
And so here it especially brings up Gamaliel.
所以他在一个对律法非常精通，非常深入的在律法受教。
And so he was taught at a place where they were very focused on deeply learning the law.
那受教的结果，他就热心侍奉神。
And the result of this was that he was zealous toward God.
所以保罗热心从哪里来？
So where did this heart come from?
对律法深入的了解。
It was a deep understanding and knowledge of the law.
律法是什么？ 律法主要是摩西五经。
So what is the law? The law is essentially the five books of Moses.
所以现在的犹太人，他们只有旧约，没有新约。
So for the Jews today, they only have the Old Testament and not the New Testament.
就在这一本旧约圣经深入受教，他就可以变成很热心。
Only through the Old Testament and a deep knowledge of the Old Testament, they are able to be fervent and zealous.
所以今天我们的信仰要深入。
So today, our faith has to be rooted deep.
不能够只停在发财保平安。
And it cannot only be stuck on being prosperous and peaceful.
这样会不冷不热。
If you do so, then you will be lukewarm.
如果我们能够深入，如果律法能够叫犹太人热心，我们会比他更热心。
And if the law can cause the Jews to be very zealous, then we can be even more zealous.
因为我们今天不只有旧约，我们还有新约。
Because today we not only have the Old Testament, but also the New Testament.
那新约就是旧约的一个实现。
And the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
那保罗在提到他的热心，有什么最具体的表现呢？
And what is the most concrete evidence of Paul's zealousness, a zeal?
然后如果我们再回到22章的第四节。
If we turn back to chapter 22, verse 4.
好，请。Verse
4, I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women.
好，这个地方讲，我也曾经逼迫这道的人，拿到死地，无论男女都下监。I
persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women.
所以 在腓立比书里面，保罗提到他为什么逼迫基督徒。
So in Philippians, Paul describes why he persecuted the Christians.
就是因为热心啊。
Because of his zealous zeal.
所以他一个人从耶路撒冷跑到大马色做什么？逼迫基督徒。
So he went all the way from Jerusalem to Damascus to just persecute the Christians.
这个就是他热心具体的表现。
So this was the concrete demonstration of his zeal.
所以律法受教，让人大发热心。
So being taught according to the law caused him to be very zealous.
那如果我们再问深入一点问题，为什么律法受教一个人会大发热心？
And if we ask an even deeper question, then we can ask, how does studying the law very deeply cause someone to be zealous.
这个受教就是知识上的增加，对律法知识的增加，人会起热心。
Being taught this law allows you to receive a deeper knowledge of the law, and this causes people to be zealous.
我们常常喜欢听神的恩典。
We often enjoy listening to the blessings of God.
不是说神是恩典的神。
Because God is a God who grants blessings.
所以如果讲到怎么做会得神恩典，我希望听，我很认真听。
So if we listen to what we should do to receive the blessings of God, then we are very attentive in listening.
但是如果我们再深入一点讲到那神本身，神的救恩是什么，这个就太理论了，我不想要听。
But if we go even deeper and talk about the reasons or the main themes behind God's salvation, then we don't want to listen to this.
其实信仰的深入就是要从律法、从神的话很深入的去了解。
But our faith needs to be rooted on a deep knowledge of the law of God.
那我们的信仰会有很大的改变。
And if we do so, then we will experience a great transformation in our faith.
那我们可以来看到底为什么律法这样他们会很热心。
So now we can look at why this law allowed them to be very fervent.
好，我们回来看罗马书。
If we turn back to Romans.
好，罗马书的第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第四节。Verse 4.
Who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises.
这个地方讲他们是以色列人。Here
it says that they are Israelites.
以色列人是什么?
What are the Israelites?
以色列人这个字翻过来就是神的王子。
If you translate the term Israelites, then it is the Prince of God.
世界上最尊贵的是什么?
What is the most precious on this earth?
不是英国的皇族。
It is not the the royalty in England.
这个是人造出来的。
Because this is created established by men.
世界上最尊贵的是他爸爸是神，这个人最尊贵。
The person who is the most of the high status on earth is the one whose father is God.
因为神是最荣耀的。
Because God is the most glorious.
如果他爸爸是神，他就是儿子啊。
If your father is God, then you are the son of God.
他就是王子啊。
And you are the prince.
好，那神的儿子是谁？
So who is the son of God?
今天我们受洗，罪得赦免。
Today we are baptized and our sins are forgiven and we become the children of God.
那我们怎么这么有把握呢?
So how do we have this guarantee?
加拉太书说，因为神是圣灵给我们。
Galatians said that it is because we have received the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And the Holy Spirit calls out from our hearts, Abba Father.
不做我们算不了什么，我们是微尘。
So we do not count as anything because we are like dust.
但是不错，我们是非常的尊贵。
But it's not wrong that we are very precious.
我的父亲是天上的神。
My father is the God of heaven.
那这个尊贵的身份值得我们来珍惜。
And this precious status is worthy of our value.
如果父亲赦免我的罪，称我做他的儿子。
If my father forgives my sin and calls me his son,
这个恩典是一生没有办法报答的。Then
this grace is something that we cannot repay in our, even in our entire lifetime.
所以有时候我们来拜神，不是说因为我需要从神得到什么，所以我拜神。So
our faith should not be based on something that we want from God. That is why I come to worship God.
我拜神是因为神已经给我很多了。
I worship God because God has already given me much.
所以保罗说，我今日成为何等人，这是神的恩典。So
Paul says that I have become this person because of the grace of God.
我们是君尊的祭司。We
are the holy priest.
我们可以直接向神献祭。And
we can directly offer to God.
献祭就是要蒙神赦罪。And
we offer these sacrifices for the forgiveness of our sins.
蒙神喜悦。
And we offer these sacrifices to receive favor.
献祭就是要更亲近神。
And we make these sacrifices to draw closer to God.
我们就是这个祭司。
And we are these priests.
我们是圣洁的国度。
And we are a holy nation.
全世界都握在罪里面，都在是恶者的手下。
The entire world is immersed in sin, and we are under the control of the evil one.
但是神称我们为义。
But God has called us as God has justified us.
所以我们是圣洁的国度。So
we are a holy nation.
那因为圣洁，所以我们是属神的子民。And
because we are holy, then we become the people of God.
那为什么会有这样改变呢？
And why is there this transformation?
不是因为我们好，所以神看重我。It's
not because we are any good, so that God favors us.
也不是因为别人不好，所以神没有拣选他们。
And it's not that other people are not good, so that God does not choose them.
被拣选本身就是恩典。Being
chosen in itself is a blessing.
所以保罗深深觉得我今天是何等人，这是神的恩典。
So Paul truly believes that he is this person today because of the grace of God.
哥林多前书里面他接着讲，我能够比别人多受苦楚，这是神的恩典。
And then in 1 Corinthians, it talks about, Paul says that for him to suffer more than others, this is a blessing.
我们有没有想受苦是恩典呢?
Have we ever thought of suffering as a blessing?
但是如果我们信仰再深入一点，受苦就是恩典。
If we enter a bit more deeply into our faith, then we realize that suffering is a blessing.
所以保罗没有逃避。
So Paul did not run away from his suffering.
他一直往前走。
He continued walking forward.
所以。 我们回来看第九章。
So if we go back to chapter 9,
我是以色列人。
I am an Israelite.
然后那儿子的名分, 所以儿子的名分就是我们。
Who pertain to the adoption.
所以今天我们来拜神，为什么? 我真的是对神很感谢。
So today we come and worship God because we truly are grateful for God.
我们跪下来祷告, 第一个就是感谢神。
So when we pray, the first thing we say is, Thank you, God.
不只是神让我们活着,
and it's not just because God allows us to live.
不只是神给我们健康,
and not that God has given us health.
我今天是何等人, 这是神给我的恩典。
Today, I am this person because this is the blessing that God has given.
那如果我们再看下去,
so if we continue reading,
荣耀, 儿子的名分接下去就是荣耀。
After being called a given the status of a son, next you have glory.
谁不要荣耀?
Who doesn't want glory?
若有的人你进到他家里面去看啊, 整个客厅都是排满他在世界上的成就。
So if you visit someone's house, very often you will see that in their living room, it is all the accomplishments they have achieved in their life.
有的是学术上的, 有的是事业上的。
Some are related to their academics or their work.
有的是在世界上的一些头衔。
And some are related to their extracurricular.
人都需要荣耀,
their titles. And people all need their glory.
那真正的荣耀是什么?
So what is the true glory?
你看当以色列人他们盖会幕,
when the Israelites were building the temple.
然后约柜抬到会幕里面,
they were carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
神的荣耀充满着会幕。
When they carried it into the tabernacle, the tabernacle was filled with the glory of God.
所罗门在盖圣殿,
and when Solomon was building the temple,
盖完圣殿, 约柜抬进去,
after he finished building the temple, the Ark of the Covenant was brought in.
神的荣光充满着圣殿,
and the glory of God filled the temple.
祭司都不能进去,
and even the priests could not enter.
所以最重要是什么?
So what is the most glory?
最荣耀就是神本身。
The most glorious thing is God himself.
那今天因为信耶稣,
so today, because we believe in Jesus,
神就是我们的荣耀。
God is our glory.
教会是神所充满的。
The church is filled by God.
所以教会完全被神充满, 神的荣耀就充满了。
So when the church is filled with God, it is filled with the glory of God.
如果神充满在我们里面,
if God is filled within us,
我们能够彰显神的本性,
then we can demonstrate the nature of God.
我们就变成神荣耀的一部分。
Then we become a part of God's glory.
所以荣耀是我们的。
So the glory is ours.
我们今天来敬拜神。
And we come to worship God today.
神看不见啊, 神在哪里?
God is invisible. Where can we see?
但是圣经讲, 有两三个人奉我的名聚会, 我就在他们当中。
But the Bible says, well, when two or three gather in my name, then I'm among them.
所以我们有一个姐妹好久,十几二十年都没有来教会。
So we have a sister who did not come to church for 10 or 20 years.
第一次跟她联络, 她说我刚刚退休, 我可能一个月或者两个月能够去教会一次, 因为这汽油费不少。
When we reached out to her, she had just retired, and she said that I can come to church for maybe once or once every month or 2 months.
现在她每个礼拜都来教会。
But now she comes every week.
为什么?
And why is that?
因为她刚刚回来教会的时候,
because when she first came back to church,
神要坚定她的信心。
God wanted to strengthen her faith.
她常常看到聚会的时候天使在飞。
During services, she would see angels flying.
聚会的时候有神的荣光在讲道人的上面。
And during the services, you would see, she would see the glory and the light of God shining on the speaker.
神的荣耀就在我们当中。
So the glory of God is among us.
如果我们来教会是敬拜神。
If we come to church to worship God,
神的荣光充满在我们里面。
Then the glory of God is within us.
怎么我们会不想来聚会呢？
How would it be then? How is it possible for us to not want to come to church?
我们能够来亲近神，亲近荣耀的神。
We are able to draw near to this glorious God.
所以以色列人为什么很热心？ 因为神与他们同在，他们知道神的荣耀就在他们中间。
So how did the Israelites know that God was with them? It was because the glory of God was among them.
那我们再看罗马书第九章。
So let us look at Romans chapter 9.
诸约。
The covenants.
神跟他们立约。
God had established covenants with the people.
这个立约啊， 有一个最重要的就是应许给他们一块地。
And one of the main points, one of the main parts of the covenant was that there was a promise of giving them a land.
然后他们要在这个地繁荣昌盛，成为一个大国。
And they would prosper and grow in this land, and they would establish nations.
这个就是他们的产业。
And this was their inheritance.
那个就是迦南地的一个应许。
And this was the promise of the land of Canaan.
今天我们为什么会很热心来拜神呢？
So today, why are we zealous in worshiping?
因为我们在受洗的时候跟神立约。
Because while we were baptized, we established a covenant with God.
那神也要赐给我们一块地。
And God will give us a piece of land as well.
所以当我们想到一块地，我们都是在想地上。
And when we think about a piece of land, we always think of land on earth.
如果信耶稣，主耶稣能够在湾区给我一块地，我真的一生感谢不尽。
If I worship God fervently, then I will. Then God will grant me a piece of land in the Bay Area, and I will be thankful for my entire life.
主耶稣可以这样做，但是他为什么不这样做？
The Lord Jesus can do this, but why does He not do this?
有时候是因为我们不需要。
Sometimes it's because we don't need it.
有时候是因为我们不配。
Sometimes it's because we're not worthy.
因为当人得到越多的恩典，人在生活很安逸无虑的时候，人最容易信仰流失。
Because at a point of a person's life when they are completely at peace with no worries, then this is the easiest moment to fall in your faith.
所以有时候为什么我们求了这么久，我一辈子还是像我自己这样？
So why is it that I have asked for so long, but throughout my entire life I'm still like?
因为神最知道我们能够承受祝福的程度是什么。
Because God is the one who knows best. The amount of blessings that we can take.
所以到最后我们就是尽本分做，那要到什么程度就到什么程度，这个是神在决定的，不需要操虑太多。
So we will pray for the things that we need, but we will understand that God understands us best so that we do not need to worry.
但是神要给我们一个产业。
But God will give us an inheritance.
就是属灵的迦南地。
Which is the spiritual land of Canaan.
所以主耶稣来说天国近了。
So Jesus came. Jesus has come and said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand."
天国是什么？
What is the kingdom of?
天国就是神的国。
Heaven is the kingdom of God.
这是属灵的一块地。
And this is the spiritual land.
所以什么样的人最富足？
So what type of person is the most is the wealthiest?
如果我们把圣经摆在一旁，大家答案都很清楚，什么样的人最富足？
If we set aside the Bible, then everyone's answer is very clear. What is the most prosperous?
如果我们把圣经搬回来,
but if we bring back the Bible,
什么样的人最富足?
What kind of person is the most prosperous?
如果我们有神的同在,
if you have the abidance of God,
这样的人最富足,
then this person is the wealthiest.
神的同在就是神在我心里面作王。
And the abidance of God is equivalent to having God be the king of your heart.
神在我里面作王，就是神的国在我里面实现。
And if God is the king of your heart, then God's kingdom will be present in your heart.
所以为什么圣经里面讲要先求神的国？
So why does the Bible say that we must seek first the kingdom of God?
First, 第一，人生第一件事情要求神的国。
We must seek first, which out of everything, the kingdom of God.
那神的国在哪？就在你心里。
And where is the kingdom of God? It is in your hearts.
所以你想想看哦，伊甸园里面的生活。
So we can think about the life in the Garden of Eden.
最重要的、最享受的是什么？
What was the thing that was most enjoyed?
不是那园中树上的果子。
It wasn't the fruit of the trees in the garden.
伊甸园里面最重要、最享受的是天天看见神。
The most important part of the Garden of Eden and the most enjoyable was being able to see God.
如果我们天天在遍茂山上。
If every day we were on the mountain of transfiguration,
好像彼得、雅各、约翰一样
just like Peter, James, and John,
我们就会觉得我在这里真好。
We will think that it is good for us to be here.
诸位，我们有没有觉得我在这里真好？
All of us have. Do we think that it is good for us to be here?
我们总是觉得哎，房子不够大，这个不够好，那个不够好。
Many of the times we are just always thinking about how our houses are not big enough and this is not good enough.
但是如果我们天天感觉到神就住在我里面，
But if every day we realize that God is living in us,
我们充满着平安，
then we will be filled with peace.
我们充满着喜乐，
we will be filled with joy.
我们充满着甜美，
and we will be filled with
我们充满着盼望，
a beautiful thing, and we will be filled with hope.
这个是钱买不到的，
and this is something that is not bought with money.
这个是神的国实现的一个体验呢。
And this is an experience of the kingdom of God being fulfilled.
这个就是我们的产业。
And this is our inheritance.
所以信仰在追求什么？
So what are we pursuing in our faith?
不是追求神的恩典而已。
We are not pursuing just the blessings of God.
是在追求神本身。
But we are pursuing after God himself.
所以如果我们信仰再深入一点。
So if we go deeper into our faith.
我们就会知道追求神是最大的价值。
Then we will realize that pursuing God is of the greatest value.
那我们越靠近神，越火热。
And the closer we are to God, the more fervent we are.
神充满着爱。
And God is filled with love.
有哪一个人被爱充满，他不是火热的呢？
Who is filled with love and not zealous?
所以啊，为什么以色列人这么热心？
So why is it that the Israelites were so zealous?
因为神给他们租约那一块地。
Because God had promised them that piece of land.
那接下去是律法。
And the next is this law.
律法是什么？
What is the law?
律法就是神定的规则。
The law are the rules that God has set.
我们大家都很喜欢自由。
All of us like to be free.
所以很多人不信耶稣。
So many people do not believe God.
因为在伊甸园外面，我要做什么就做什么。
Because outside of the Garden of Eden, what I want to do, I will do.
但是在伊甸园里面就有限制。
But within the Garden of Eden, there are limitations.
那自由的结果就是堕落。
And the result of freedom is is falling.
堕落就是离开神。
And falling away means that you fall from God.
离开神就是离去神的恩典。
And when you leave from God, then you are leaving His blessing.
离开神，人就变成空虚。
And when you leave God, then you become empty.
离开神。人的生命就没有意义，没有价值了。
When you leave God, then your life truly has no value or meaning.
但是当我们回到伊甸园，
But when we return to Eden,
当我们把神接到我们内心里面，
When we receive God in our hearts,
神的律法就在我们活在我们里面，
Then God's law will live within us.
这个就是我们的智慧。
And this is our wisdom.
所以什么样的人最有智慧？
So what type of person is the wisest?
他过着神看是好的生活，这个人最有智慧。
They live a life that is viewed as good in God's eyes.
那我怎么知道神看为好还不好？
So how do I know whether or not God views my life as good or bad?
圣经放开
看。And we can look in the Bible.
跟圣经一样，就是神看为好。
If our lives are lived according to the Bible, then God will view it as good.
那什么工作最好？
So what's the best job?
不一定是配最高的工作最好啊。
It might not be the job that pays the most.
你看圣经的价值观是什么？
We can look at the value system of the Bible.
如果用神的话来判断。
If we use God's word to make a judgment.
如果我们的选择的职业是神看为好的。
If the profession that we have is what is good in God's eyes.
我们就会在这个职业上蒙福。
Then we will be blessed in this.
那我们的家庭生活呢？
And how about our family?
如果我们的家庭生活是神看为好的。
If our family lives are what is viewed as good in God's eyes,
那我们的家庭就会蒙福啊。
Then our families will be blessed.
所以要过一个神看为好的生活，我们要回到神的话来查考。
So to live a life that is good according to God's eyes, we have to look at the Bible.
那每一件事情都照神的话，这个就是公义啊。
And if everything we do according to the words of God, then this is righteousness.
那公义的果效就是平安啊。
And the fruit of righteousness is peace.
这是无价的, 平安是无价的。
And this is something that you cannot buy.
所以律法带给我们智慧, 智慧的生活带给我们恩典平安。
So this law brings us knowledge and wisdom, and this knowledge and wisdom brings us peace.
那最后一个是什么?
So what is the last thing?
最后一个就是应许。
The last thing are the promises.
我们先来看, 哥林多后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20. Verse 20. Sorry. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen to the glory of God through us.
神的应许不论有多少, 在基督都是是的。
For all the promises of God in him are yes.
今天我们受洗就归入基督的名下。
So today, after baptism, we enter under Christ.
你在圣经里面凡得到的应许都是是的,都是肯定的。
And all the promises of God that you see throughout the Bible are yes, and they are confirmed.
我们要喜乐吗?
And, sure. And are we joyful?
我们要平安吗?
Do we want to have joy?
我们要安息吗?
And do we want to rest?
我们要盼望吗?
Do we want hope?
我们要力量吗?
Do we want strength?
我们要爱吗?
Do we want love?
这个应许都在圣经里面。
All of these promises are in the Bible.
所以神的应许是肯定的。
So the promises of God are sure.
为什么我们要认真地敬拜神?
So why do we have to be zealous in worshiping God?
当神在我们里面,
because when God, we want God to be within us.
住在神里面,
and we want to live in God.
我们跟神的关系这么亲近, 好像合一一样,
and we can have this relationship with God so close that we are one.
所有神的应许都会实现。
So all the promises of God will come true.
所以以色列百姓啊, 因为在律法受教, 所以他们是很热心。
So the Israelite people, because they were taught, so they were brought up in the law, so they were very zealous.
但是他们少一件事情,
but they lacked one thing.
什么真知识?
And what is that thing? It is the true knowledge.
什么是真知识?
And what is the true knowledge?
就是新约圣经,
it is the New Testament.
就是主耶稣的救恩,
which is the salvation of Jesus.
今天我们有了真知识,
and today we have received the true knowledge.
如果我们深入地来扎根我们的信仰,
If we deeply root our faith,
每一个信人都是火热的,
then every person who believes in God is
我们的生活真是蒙福, 在地如天的,
and our lives will be blessed, and we will be living like heaven on earth.
唱诗,
let us sing hymn.